Welcome to the Live Free Podcast. I'm your host, Michaela Quinn, and I am a mom on a mission to help you launch, grow, and scale a profitable freelance business from home. Join me each week for tangible business advice along with inspiring interviews, all designed to help you mom strong, work smart, and live free. If you are loving this podcast, finding yourself motivated or inspired, learning something new, or just a fan of the show, do me a favor and help me spread the message. Screenshot the episode, add it to your Insta stories, and tag me at Michaela.Quinn. Every share helps me reach more and more moms, and I may just share your share and feature you in my Insta stories too, because together we can take over the world. All right, mama, it's time. Grab your coffee, water, or wine because we are starting. Melissa, welcome to the podcast.
Yes, thank you.
I am so excited you're here today and for you to share all about how you built your business, how you got started, how it's going, and all that exciting stuff. But before we kind of dive into how you got started freelancing, would you mind just taking a quick second to kind of introduce yourself, who you are, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, I'm Melissa, a former teacher. I taught for 6 years, and then I'm a mom to 5, ages 11 down to 1. So very busy.
Wow. So you were a teacher. Talk to us about kind of why you got started freelancing. What kind of led you here?
Yeah. So I really honestly was burnt out in teaching and then just juggling, you know, having more kids. I really needed to find something to align with my family. And I just felt like teaching was, it just didn't allow for family time. So I was searching, like, what can I do with my teaching degree? Because I needed to find something else. I knew I wanted to. So I was searching and I landed on some advertisements like of yours. And so I dug into looking into that. And then I was like, ooh, maybe I can do this freelancing. And I've always kind of wanted to have just that flexibility and freedom kind of just to be my own boss anyway. So like, it's just perfect. Like it aligned with kind of what I wanted to do. So I really looked into it and on maternity leave and like started listening to your podcast and just listening to people's stories. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay, other women are doing this. I can do this too. But I still waited for quite a while to buy the course. But I did resign at the end of the school year last year while I was on maternity leave. I sent my resignation letter in to my principal because I just knew I could not go back.
Yeah.
With having the fifth one, I was just like, oh, this can't happen. So yeah. And then landed on that. And then my husband was like, okay, you know, I think he was really, really nervous because he's like, are you sure? You know? And then I was like, yeah, I'm going to buy the course. And so I bought the course in September and I started going through it. But then I started having like self-doubt, like, oh, can I really do this? And like, I just, you know, was like, oh, I was just a teacher. So I didn't really think that I had the skills to do like virtual assistant work because I just identified myself for so long as a teacher and just a mom. Like that was my identity. So I didn't have an identity outside of those two things.
Yeah.
So I think I had to get over that mindset that I do have skills and that I am, you know, Melissa. There's like other things that I can offer besides being a teacher and being mom. So
even within those two identities, there's so many strengths that you can pull out from being a teacher and from being a mom. Like neither of those are easy.
Yeah. And I think that's really like, once I started landing clients, that's what's truly helped me. I'm realizing how much, my teaching skills have like just helped my clients so much. Like, I learned so much in my career being a teacher, but like also, like you said, also just being a mom, because you're always multitasking. And so there's a lot of things going on. And yeah, so it is nice. And it really just fits in with what I'm doing. So like for my clients.
Yeah.
So you had a baby in May.
I had a baby February last year. So he turned one. He turned one.
He turned one already.
He turned one in February. So.
Okay. So end of maternity leave. And you're like, I'm not going back. Resigned and then enrolled in the course in September. When you were kind of in the, before you enrolled period, were you looking at doing like anything else?
No, I really wasn't. Cause I was just like, I knew I needed some time off too from teaching. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just like, because I was so burnt. And so I just really told my husband, like, I need time off and I needed to figure out what my next move was.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
What in that time off then, what was it that you were like, okay, freelancing is my answer. Freelancing is the solution. This is what my next step should be.
So I just kept going back to it. Like I still like watched, you know, your reels and watched your stories and listened to the podcasts. And then I just think then I started like getting belief that I, you know, I could do it. I never like stopped thinking about it. And then because of that, I was like, okay, I really need to do this.
Okay.
Because I mean, I wouldn't know what else I could do
to
fit into like my schedule with the kids.
Yeah.
So really this is the option that best fits, like suits my family. And that's my why.
Yeah.
Is my family, because like I hated with each baby, it would get worse and worse and worse. Like dropping my kids off at the setters. I hated it. And like, you know, my kids went with me to school. Like they commuted with me and then they were in my classroom at the end of the day. And so it just, they were always with me, but I hated it. Like I hated that we didn't really get quality time.
Yeah.
Home. I was like, so they're my why. They're definitely my why.
Yeah. So what was it like with your last not having to do that drop off?
Yeah. So I only did it because I went back in April. So I only did that drop off for like a month. And that was so nice to know, like, I just have to do this for a small amount of time and then I'm leaving the classroom and I'm going to go find something else.
Yeah.
So that was really nice. And then I've got to be home with him, you know, his whole first year. And like, I got to nurse him and like I nursed the whole entire time. And my other ones, I didn't ever get to do that because of the stress and trying to pump like in the teaching schedule, it was just really hard. And so I didn't get to do that as long with the other ones. So it's been really nice and like a gift that I got to do that.
Oh, I'm so happy for you and that time with your youngest. That's so special.
Yeah. And so every time I like get to work and stuff, I think, okay, I don't have to send him to a setter. So that's really nice.
Yeah. So, okay. Talk to us about then you got started. Cause I know you enrolled in September, kind of sat in that doubt for a while. Can I do this? I'm just a teacher. I'm just a mom. What eventually got you out of that?
So, well, February hit and I was like, okay. And like my husband were really starting to get like talking and he's like, okay, we have to do something. Like, he's like, okay, come on now. And he had asked, you know, how's the course going? And like, I had to tell him, I was like, oh, I only like barely like dug into it. And then he was like, oh my gosh, you know? And then I was like, okay, yep, I'm going to just get through it. And then so that I did in February, I was like, okay, I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to go through it, put my portfolio like out there, just start letting people know in my circle that I'm doing this. Like I knew I had a friend that knew a lot of people and like, she's a realtor. And so she's had a lot of businesses. So I sent her my portfolio and then she started sharing with others. And then because of that, that's how I landed my first client, because someone knew somebody that needed a virtual assistant.
Yeah.
And so just
I'm sorry to interrupt you here, but I just, for those of you listening, like, I don't know anyone who needs help, anyone who is hiring. It's not about who you know. It's about who you know and who they know and who that person knows. Your circle is so much bigger than you expect. And I know some people have really conflicting thoughts about sharing with others, but are there a few trusted people you can share it with? Some people don't want to make it super public because of jobs and conflicts, and I totally get that. But if you can find a couple people, that that can open so many doors that you're not even aware of at this moment.
Yeah, I agree. Like just that one person, just sharing that with that one person, like I didn't publicize it anywhere or anything. I just shared with her. And then that's how I landed my first client. And because of that first client, then it was like, it just spiraled. That one client then referred me to so many other ones. And then my second client did the same thing. So I've just been getting referrals since then, which is just, I'm like really blessed. I mean, I'm like, I keep telling my husband, like, oh my gosh, just, you know, it just doesn't happen to everybody. But just because I took that, you know, one chance, like that leap of faith, like, okay, I'm just gonna, it was like totally messy action. Like,
yeah,
I just was like, okay, I'm just, you know, I went through the course and through the steps. And then I just put myself out there. And like, since then I've like tweaked things because now I kind of know what I'm doing. Like,
yeah,
but I think you just have to do it messy because you don't know where it's going to go. And like you said, like your circle, somebody knows somebody. So
yeah,
they need you. And cause not everyone knows where to look.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Or what we do.
Yeah. Such an important thing to note too, is that not everyone knows where to look, or that is even an option. There's so many business owners that are sitting there overwhelmed with all of the tasks, thinking, I need some help. I need some support. I'm drowning. I'm burnt out. But they don't know where to go. And they're thinking, my only option is someone full time. Well, I don't want to commit to that, or I don't have the budget for that, or I don't even have the capacity for full time yet. They need, like desperately need freelancers like you and all of you listening to help them. And they just might not know that you exist yet.
Yeah, because like you said, they don't have the bandwidth to do everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're just, if they can just delegate some things, and they don't necessarily know exactly what to delegate, because like building a business is like your baby. And so they're like, it's kind of hard sometimes for people to let some things go. But as you really start to just like get to know your client and what their goals are, then you can share with them like how you can help. And so that's what I love the most, just because like act of service is like my love language. So I love helping and serving people. So this has even been filling my cup. So it's been really nice.
Wow. So talk to me about your clients. What kind of businesses do they have, and what tasks are you taking over for them?
Yeah. So the clients that I have really are in network marketing.
Okay.
So there's,
did you ever do network marketing?
Yes. Yes, I have. And then I'm still kind of in that too. So,
yeah,
they're social sellers. And so I've helped with automations, like setting up their automations for customer care, like when they get new customers. So onboarding them, I've set up automations. And I just really help with that customer care piece and following up and making sure their customers are getting taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And created like landing pages and those kind of things. So I really like the tech stuff. And a lot of people get overwhelmed with that. So they're like, oh, I don't even know how to do that. I want to do that, but I don't know how. Or like, you know, I don't even have time to set, you know, watch videos to figure it out. So it's been nice that they're just like, okay, this is what I want. And then I get to create it. And I love that because I also get to use my creativity. So,
So you did network marketing.
Yes.
That's another thing I hear from a lot of people too, when they're getting started. Like at the beginning, you mentioned, oh, I'm just a teacher. I'm just a mom. If you started another business and or done something similar like network marketing or blogging, that is still valuable experience you can bring to freelancing. So I just wanted to kind of point that out and pause there for those that have done or tried something else, and maybe it didn't quite work out how you wanted it to. That's not a waste. That's not a failure. You've gained so much experience and knowledge from that, that you can take and leverage that in the freelance space.
Yes. And I didn't even think about that, but yeah, it does. Cause you learn a lot from trying.
Yeah. So like automations, how did you learn how to set that up?
So started like, okay, so my clients have a programs, project broadcast is like what they have. So I was like, okay. So then I just like dug into their training that they had, because the program has their own, like, it's like their own course, like web school. So I literally just started watching or going through that. And then I learned how to set it up for my customer the way they wanted it.
Yeah. So many times too, I hear from people like, but I don't know any of the software. There's so many people that are willing to hire beginners. They have the training from the software itself. Every software just about has a robust tutorial, educational course portal that is free. In most cases, it's free for everyone. Some cases, it's free just for subscribers. But if your client's paying for that software, they'll have access to it and can share that with you. And that's where you can go to learn how to do some of these things.
Yeah. And then like, there's also like, if you really don't know, like once you're getting into it, there's even YouTube. So you don't have to know it all to begin. Just if you're willing to learn, then you can do it. So
are all of your clients in the network marketing, social selling industry?
So I have a nutritionist as well.
Uh-huh.
So I'm helping with like setting up her online store.
Mm-hmm.
So doing that, and because she's like just beginning. So we're doing that, creating like her packages and those kind of things. Yeah. So that's been super fun and exciting.
Cool. And did you know how to do an online store before?
I did not know how to do an online store before. No.
Is she local to you or
she's
she
not local? No.
Was she through a referral then too?
Yeah, she was a referral. Yep.
That's amazing. So how many clients are you working with total?
I have 5 currently.
5 clients. And how many hours, do you work a week with your 5 clients? Do you have an idea? Hey there, real quick interruption from me, Michaela Quinn. Anyways, I wanted to make sure that you knew that we just added a 12-month payment plan to our program, the Live Free Academy. You can enroll and get started today for just $147. If you go to go.michaelaquinn.com or just head to the show notes on this episode, we've got it linked there as well. You can read all the details and click one of the buttons to go enroll. And on there, you'll see the 12-month payment plan option. When you choose the 12-month payment plan option, you get the entire course the second you enroll. We don't hold anything back because you're on a payment plan. You'll get access to the How to Build Your Business from Start to Finish course, skills training, the job leads board, the coaching calls, the student community Facebook group, and everything else that is a part of the Live Free Academy program so that you can get started freelancing and land your first client in 30 days, 60 days, however long it takes you to go through the course and then start implementing. Again, you can see all the details at go.michaelaquinn.com/academy or head to the show notes and click the link there. All right, back to the show.
It's about 20 hours a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, so that makes it really nice because I'm like, oh, this is way less than what I was doing in teaching because I felt like with teaching, you would leave, but your brain was still like, you're constantly working, like constantly, even when you're not there. And so this is just so nice because like I can just sit down and get the tasks done that I need to get done. And then I can be present for my family because I'm no longer thinking about, oh my gosh, like, you know, I don't no longer have that feeling of, oh, I have to do this or, oh my gosh, this needs to be done. I didn't get this done. Because there's just no time in the day when you're teaching really to get it all done.
Exactly.
So when I walk away from my tasks for the day, like I'm done.
Yeah.
So that's really nice.
Are you comfortable sharing? Like, have you been able to match your income? Are you close?
Yeah. So I'm really close to matching my teaching, like really, really close.
Really close, working 20 hours.
And that happened in 1 month. Like it just blows my mind. My husband even is like, oh my gosh, you know, because I literally like launched in February and by the end of March I had, you know, 4 clients, like So
that's incredible. So you've officially had a full month kind of working, working with those clients. How do you fit this in with 5 kids? Where does that all go? Are your kids in daycare? What is your kind of day to day?
Yeah. So my 2 older ones, they go to school, but then I have the 3 younger ones at home with me. And so it's early mornings and then nap times and then in the evenings. And then weekends, my husband also helps out. So just wherever we can fit in time so that I can get a couple hours in is kind of how we've been doing it. I'm sure like the more I do this, like even the better routine I will get, but
yeah,
but it is very easy to fit in with your busy schedule and kids. And yeah.
Yeah. That's what I hear that too, from a lot of women that are already stay at home and maybe they either miss working or they're like, life is freaking expensive. We need yes. more money coming into our household, but I don't want to take away from time with my kids. I don't want that to be impacted. I think it's helpful to kind of see you're fitting this in pockets of time and you're not hiring out childcare. That is an option. I started very similar to how you did, like early morning, nap time, evenings, a few weekends as needed. And that was perfect. But eventually I got to a point where I hated having all these abrupt stops and we just needed something a little bit different. So you can.
Yeah, and I think about that too. Like as I would grow, like I could foresee that like happening, like where, cause it is like, sometimes you're just like, I need to not be disrupted mm-hmm. or, you know, I need this 2 hours to get this done. But luckily, like the tasks that I'm doing now, I can just fit in with the families, like around the family. And I don't know of a business that you can do this. So other than freelancing. So that's just been really nice. Cause like, I feel like with like when network marketing, you feel like you're on the phone all the time, but this, you don't have to be. So.
Yeah. The other thing too, I think a lot of people that have done network marketing that I've talked to, I never did it. I almost did. I almost signed up to do Pampered Chef just because I was pregnant with McLaren and like starting to look at daycares and not wanting to put her in daycare. But that was back when parties were done in person. And yeah. I would never go into a stranger's home and be bubbly and excited. I just couldn't do that. So I didn't go that route. But what I hear from a lot of people that do come from that background or having tried that is they hate having to be on social media. They hate having to like create that content and post that content. So for those of you that are looking for something where you don't have to create content, you don't have to become a content creator or influencer and post on social all the time, freelancing is a really, really, really good option.
Yeah, I agree with you on that because there is so many other ways to network market yourself. And like you teach that through the class, mm-hmm. like through your course, like there's other ways. So you, because I'm an introvert. And so I'm like the same way because yeah, it's hard. Like once you get into social media, it can be very overwhelming.
Yeah.
And you're like, do I want to create those reels? Do I want to, you know, do I want to show up in stories? And so if you're an introvert, you don't have to do that with being like, I haven't created, you know, a new account for my virtual assistant or anything. Like I don't have a website. I have nothing. It's just been like referrals and just talking with my inner circle.
Yeah.
And network marketing just through like Facebook groups. Mm-hmm. Like, so, but I don't have to like show up in stories or make reels or even make an Instagram.
Yeah.
And, you know, new account if I don't want to.
Yeah.
So that's really nice.
Yeah. That's totally an option if someone wants to, but it's not by any means required.
Yeah. If you want to, you know, to do that, but you don't have to. So that's what I love about what we do.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Because I think some people get stuck on that. They think, oh my gosh, I have to create a website. I'm going to have to market myself. But there's other ways to do it behind the scenes. So, yeah.
So when you're setting up marketing and doing those things, that takes a lot of time. What can be fast is going direct to the source, direct to people that know people that are business owners that are hiring. That is like one of the fastest routes to success. That's why I focus so much time in the course on Facebook groups, on your personal network, on reaching out to potential clients directly. And finding those options of business owners that need and are hiring help versus going out there and trying to build an audience and grow a platform. That takes tons and tons of time and energy and effort and lots of time. I've said that a lot, but it does take a lot of time for that to build and gain momentum. But if you find someone directly that is hiring and you're able to connect with them fairly quickly, that's where someone's able to go from zero to five clients, four or five clients, literally in a month.
Yeah.
And once you land that first client, that just can snowball into, like it did for you, through referrals and connections, because you're doing a great job.
Yeah. And that's what I love, because I get thanked like all the time. My clients are always like, thank you. You don't know how much I appreciate you. And that is so nice, because I felt like in teaching, you did not get that. Oh, like you didn't get that appreciation. And so
you only really get communication if you made someone mad.
Right. You didn't get, you know, you just did not get that. And you're just, everybody's bypassing each other and you're just, yeah. And so now, and it's just crazy to me, because I'm thinking like the tasks I'm doing, I just do it. Like, I'm just like, okay, like I'm very like task oriented. So it's like, oh, just get this done. And then, okay, let's move on to the next thing. But they're so appreciative of helping them with their business. So yeah.
Summer's coming up. And one thing I hear from a lot of former teachers is, do you miss having your summers off? How do you feel about kind of coming up on summer and you won't have like the full summer leave?
Right. I don't think that it's, I mean, we'll still be able to go do things that we normally do, because you can align your day on how you want it to look like. And so if I know like I just have to get tasks done, well, I could just, you know, I can plan my day around what I need to do for my client. So I don't think I'm going to miss that. Like, I don't think I'm going to miss that.
Yeah.
I really do like doing the work that I'm doing now. Yeah. Like, I get excited about getting up and doing the work for them. So, and then my kids, they kind of just know, they're like, they've kind of gotten used to it too. And they like that I'm doing this now. I think that they can see that I'm excited and it's making me happier. And so they're like, no, we don't want you to go back to teaching.
Yeah. Oh, that's so some of them are older. They've seen.
Yeah. So my oldest is like that. She was just having a conversation the other day. She's like, oh my gosh. She's like, no, mom, I don't want you to go back to that. And like, it's so cute, because she's like, can I have my own business someday? And I'm like, you absolutely can, if that's the route you want to go. So I think it's really good to do these things with your kids, and that they see that you're, so it's been really nice.
I didn't see that growing up, that you can do, it was kind of like work or you're at home. There wasn't really a way to do both.
Right. And I think it's great that your kids get to see these like options, that there's options. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's been really nice. Cause like I never knew that there was other options before, you know. I was just like, oh, okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to teach. And like, I went to school for that. But then I got into it and it's like, oh, this isn't the what I really want for my life, you know, or I don't want to be just glued to work all the time. And then with the summers, you're really not off during the summers. I know people say like, okay, you're off. But honestly, during the summers, I was prepping for that next school year.
Absolutely.
So I was,
it's what, 8 weeks? Are you really going to like hold on to something where it's not fulfilling you or your like what you want for your life just for maybe 8 weeks somewhat off?
Yeah, no. And so my kids would even see during the summer that I was prepping, like laminating, creating like the books, like I was doing things to prepare for that next school year, and then having to go in and get the classroom ready. So I don't think that I will, because you're not really off. I think people think that, but it's like, you're not really, you're still thinking and prepping for that next school year. Whereas now, like, I have the flexibility to make the day and the summer how we really want. So, yeah.
And not just summer, but year round.
Yeah. Have that flexibility.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, I know you're super short into your business and it's still super brand new, but do you have like any ideas or plans for what the future might hold?
Yeah. Right now I'm just like, oh, it's like, I'm just starting. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard, but to like really like vision where this is going to go. But I think that this is going to be the vehicle for our family to really change like our finances and just, yeah. So that's been nice to really, see that and be like, oh, this can go, you know, farther than what we even imagined.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited to see where this takes you. And I am so grateful, Melissa, for you coming on today and just kind of sharing how you got started, how it went, and how you were able to gain traction so quickly once you kind of started and put yourself out there.
Yes. Thank you.
Now, just because the episode is over doesn't mean the knowledge party has to stop. Come hang out with me and thousands of other mamas in my free Facebook group. Just search Facebook for the Live Free Podcast Mastermind with Michaela Quinn, or go to the show notes. We have it linked there. And make sure you answer the questions so our gatekeeper knows that you want in. And don't forget, sharing is caring. If you are loving this podcast, please take a moment to share it with your friends. But make sure you tag me at Michaela.Quinn on Instagram and at Michaela Quinn on Facebook. See you next week.